Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to hold a vote tomorrow to send the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff joins us from Capitol Hill. Bill, it has been a few weeks since the House impeached President Trump. Why is Nancy Pelosi ready to forward those articles now?
Well, she's under a lot of pressure, first of all, Steve and Michael, to get this thing going, because a lot of people aren't very happy, and some Democrats quietly aren't really happy that she held on to these impeachment articles for whatever reason for 4 weeks. But she is ready to move at this point. They want to get things going before the Iowa caucuses get going, but there's a good chance that the impeachment trial and those caucuses are going to overlap in the New Hampshire primary as well. It could be a 3 to 5 week trial, but to the point, there will be a vote tomorrow morning to name the House managers. We don't know who they are yet, but if you're a betting person, you might think that Jerry Nadler would be a good choice, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, to be one of them, along with Intel chairman Adam Schiff. There could be others as well. We'll find out tomorrow morning. After that, there's the vote and the eventual transmission of the articles themselves in a ceremonial walk across the Capitol to the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sounded off on the Democrats' impeachment strategy today.
Yeah, he did, and he said a lot of what he has said before, in that the House did not do its homework when it came to the prosecution. He has used the word over and over again, slapdash, in describing the House effort and the fact that they sort of abandoned the prosecution in the name of speed, which made it all the more confounding to him and others as to why, after the rush to get the impeachment done, why those articles were held up. And by the way, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy floated a conspiracy theory today. He suggests that the one reason that Pelosi held those articles back was to get at Bernie Sanders, because senators will be required to be in town and in the Senate during that impeachment trial. And again, as I mentioned, that overlaps the Iowa caucuses, perhaps the New Hampshire primary, and perhaps gives an advantage to former Vice President Joe Biden.
Bill, when will this trial actually begin, and do we know yet if there will be witnesses?
We don't know yet if there will be witnesses, and McConnell backed that up again today, saying Republicans are solidly in line with him, that they will follow the Clinton model of impeachment, which is they will set the rules, they will hear the case, both the prosecution and the president's defense will be able to present their case, and then at that point, senators will consider what, if any, witnesses will be called. Asked about it today, he said, I can't imagine the fact that if Democrats want witnesses to call, that we wouldn't call some of our own, that Republicans wouldn't want to hear from some witnesses too. So that kind of cracks the door open that we might hear from the likes of perhaps Hunter Biden with Burisma, maybe Joe Biden himself. And oh, by the way, we heard that once again, there are calls that they would love to see the whistleblower before the trial. But the opening of the trial, at least at this point, gentlemen, will be probably on Tuesday if all goes smoothly.
Should be an interesting few weeks. Thanks, Bill. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff on Capitol Hill.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.